World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, excited to join you here on Friday morning, show number, put a number on, 2,331. Hey, Joe, we're going to go straight into communion because once I get rolling, I won't be able to shut it off here, okay? So, folks, it is Friday morning. Joe got up early in the morning out there in California to lead us in communion. And Joe, go ahead. Let's jump right in here, brother. Good morning to all of you. Sorry to be so blunt, but when I get rolling, I'm not going to want to shut it off. All right. I know me pretty well. So God bless you, Joe. Come on in.
Okay. Thank you, Coach. Here we go. My reading this morning is from Romans 5:12-21. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned.
Amen.
For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law.
See, it's the law that makes you bring the sin, right? Without the law, there is no sin. Go ahead.
Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many.
Sure has. Thank you, Lord.
And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification.
Wow.
For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ.
That is too deep to unpack. That is just to unpack that. Go ahead.
It's too early in the morning to unpack that.
I can't even unpack that.
Therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life.
Amen.
For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous.
Thank you, Lord.
Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. Yep. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound.
Amen.
That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord.
Ooh-wee. New Bible study there, brother.
Right.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning with gratitude in our hearts. Gratitude for all that you're doing. And we know that you are behind all these things that have been happening. All these things that so many did not expect to happen or to come. But we knew these days were coming because we believe in your promises. We believe that you still are our God and still act on the earth as you did in the days of Moses, with the miracles of Jesus, and then before, in the beginning, when you made all things with your voice, with the vibrations that came from your mouth, Lord. And we're also concerned because the division in our country is still very evident. Some people seem to have an inability to see truth. They cannot discern truth. And we ask that you shake them and wake them for their own sake, that they see truth, Lord. And we ask that you are with every place where it's unusually cold, for people who aren't prepared for this cold. And let them, as Brother Dale said in the huddle before, let them rejoice in this with the snow if they haven't seen it for a long time. And let it not bring fear, but let it be seen as a blessing. But do not bring, but the cold can be dangerous, Lord, as you know. So please give shelter, give warmth, give miracles, bringing warmth, things working that didn't work, of angels bringing heat, however you want to do it, Lord. But please bring warmth to those that really need it now, that don't have the ability to do it themselves. And we ask that you come in our hearts, Lord, and help us to always remember WWJD as we encounter situations. What would Jesus do? We know that we sometimes do perhaps the opposite, and then immediately realize that we've dropped the ball, and then repent. So but please help us to remember before we react, and not to react, but to respond as our Lord Jesus would respond to the situations we encounter, as we are your ambassadors, Lord, here on the earth. And so we are so grateful that we worship the one true God who gave his only begotten Son, that we who believe in him may have everlasting life and shall not perish. And we cannot really comprehend what that means, Lord. But we are grateful. And we are grateful for this totally unconventional congregation and brothers and sisters around this great country and parts of the world, and we are really, really grateful for all you're doing in our lives, that you're saving our country and other country and the other nations around the world, and for the truth that's going to be shed out and released from the vaults where it has been hidden for so many years and decades, and sometimes longer than that. And so, Lord, we ask that you forgive us our sins and our transgressions and bring us cleansed into your sight as we take communion. We ask that you bless this bread and drink representing the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ that was shed for us so many years ago. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Excuse me.
And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Joe. Excuse me.
You're welcome, Coach.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, Ray. God bless Ray LeBlanc and his crew that's been down in Swannanoa for 4 or 5 days. Just got home, going to bed. God bless all of you that supported him, financially support us, all that stuff. Something's happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. Snow down in New Orleans, 10 inches of snow. They don't even have snow plows down there. I don't even know if they have salt. Crazy. Hey, I want to show you something. Spencer, I just sent you a standalone video, okay? I want you to get that up. I want you to watch this, folks, real quickly. This is video from J6. Go ahead and play that thing real quick.
Violating Minnesota State Statute 609.50, obstructing the process. This will be an additional crime.
Okay, you can stop that. I'm sorry. This isn't Washington, D.C. This is the BLM riots. Oh, wait a minute. Go play a little bit more of this, if you could. I'm sorry. I thought this was in Washington, D.C. This wasn't Washington, D.C.?
Riots, protests, and looting have broken out in Minnesota as Black Lives Matter supporters congregate together in support of Dontay Wright, who was killed by a police officer on Sunday. On Tuesday, police had made more than 60 arrests as protesters took to the street to beg for justice. 26-year-old Kim Potter, a white woman, was charged with the fatal shooting of 20-year-old Dontay Wright at a traffic stop on Sunday,
Wait. Spencer, this isn't J6. These aren't J6ers. Wait a minute, Spencer, come on now. These people here, these are the ones that are locked up in the gulag, and that's good. We shouldn't be letting them out. We can't let these people out. Oh, wait, what? They were never in? Wait a minute. You mean they did this and they destroyed all of that? And they didn't go to jail? What? Hey, Spencer, pull up number one. Hang on. I'm missing something here. No, that's not it, is it? It says number one. Number one. Well, yeah. It's these people. These people who are in jail.
As a group of pro-life activists from Nashville were recently found guilty in federal court under the FACE Act for quietly and peacefully protesting outside a local abortion clinic. Here's a little snippet of that protest from March of 2021.
Lock them up. Lock those people up. We can't have this going on. Prayer, Bible reading, singing hymns. Lock them up. 5 years. That old lady, freeze it. That old lady there, that 83-year-old woman, lock her ass up, will you? Somebody lock her up. They did, folks. They did. Lock her up. Eva Edel. Jimmy Zastro down here in the bottom. Eva Zastro up there in the top. Lock them up. Lock them up! Hey, Spencer, go back to that first video. They lock these people up. Somebody help me out here. They're locking up the wrong people. What's going on here, folks? What's going on? Go a little bit deeper in it, Spencer. Huh? Go a little bit deeper. Burning the... What?
Don't shoot!
Don't shoot!
Don't shoot!
Oh, man, oh, man. Oh, you get it. Okay. So I actually rejoice today because, as most of you know, President Trump let those peaceful protesters out of jail yesterday. Here's what's bothering me. I don't know what to do. Trump's acting awfully Christian. I don't know what's going on. He's a Mason. He's a Zionist. I'm just telling you what something's going on. What's he doing letting these guys out? What's he doing letting them out? Point number four. The sarcasm's dripping, isn't it, friends? Look what President Trump said yesterday. They should not have been prosecutor.
Boom.
Hey, Vinny. Maybe you need to read this to some of your pastors. Maybe you guys need to take this to some of your pastors. This pagan man said they should not have been prosecuted. 23 pro-lifers that you just saw sitting around prayerfully appealing for unborn children have been given sentences in prisons. Not the BLMers. Well, them. No. They were just expressing them. They were just expressing themselves. J6ers, I've got to throw them in jail. Why? If you guys can't understand what's going on. That evil is running rampant over the soft evangelical church. Now, I got to show you something else here. Just bear with me a second. I'll open it up here. Hey, Vin, what's your name, Spencer? Hey, Spencer, bring up number two. Freedom, this is those peaceful protesters, folks. This is Wikipedia. The Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrance Act, called FACE, was passed in 1994 under Bill Clinton, who screwed anything he could see. I'm just telling you, I'm just editorializing here a little bit. And the FACE Act prohibits three things: the use of physical force, threat or physical force, or physical obstruction to intentionally injure, intimidate, interfere with, or attempt to injure, intimidate, or interfere with any person who is obtaining an abortion. Bill Clinton put into law a law that violated the First Amendment to the Constitution to free expression of your faith. By the way, folks, there's already laws against physical force, obstruction, there's injury. There's already laws out there. If you go to my dentist office and block me from going in and get my filling put in, there's a law against that. You can't do that. What's so special about abortion? Well, we know what's so special about abortion. The devil loves innocent blood. Now, hang on. The use of physical force, threat of physical force, or physical obstruction to intentionally injure, intimidate, interfere with, or attempt to injure, intimidate, or interfere with any person who's exercising or trying to exercise their First Amendment right of religious freedom at a place of religious worship, intentional damage or destruction of reproductive health care facility or place of... Do you understand? Folks, listen to what they're telling you. They are equating a church, a place of worship, with a health care facility where they kill babies. Because why? It is a place of worship also. You make the connection? Do you make the connection? They're killing babies. It's a form of worship. They make the connection right there for you. Since 1994, that wicked, 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 wicked Bill Clinton. By the way, and your wicked, 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 wicked congressman and congresswoman. Hey, Spencer, pull up number three. I'm going somewhere. Hang on. I'm going to stop us a minute and say, Coach, I didn't know all this. So I'm waiting. Somebody tell me this. Somebody say, Coach, I didn't know all this. Come on. I'll wait. I'll wait.
Didn't know this.
Thank you, Betty. How about this? Did you know that on April 1st, 2023, the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act post-Dobbs-Jackson, did you know that free the abstract, the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act of 1994 is no longer valid. You see that? Anybody read that but me? I mean, am I the only one that can read English? No longer valid. Supreme Court said that. Go back up there because they think I'm stuttering. I got to read that again. I wasn't through reading it. Go to the top. Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrance Act 1994. When was this done? 2023. Is no longer valid exercise of federal jurisdiction under the 14th Amendment in light of the Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Care Organization, nor ever was under the Commerce Clause properly understood per the United States versus Morrison Supreme Court decision. In other words, folks, when they arrested Eva Edel and Cal Zastro and Jimmy Zastro and Eva Zastro and Heather Idoni, they arrested him under a law that no longer exists.
Boom.
You see that, friends? Federal access. No. I'm sorry, down there in Louisville, wherever it is, you don't have the authority to arrest these people. Why? Because they have a constitutional right to be able to do it. Now, hang on. Spencer, I'm going to be quick this morning. Go back to... go back to the rioters. Go back to those rioters. Which one was that? I forget which one. Yeah. This is legal. This is legal. Yeah, you can do this. Heck yeah, you can do this. Because, right, it's freedom of expression. But you can't go sit down and protect an unborn baby. Oh, no. No, you can't do that. Does anybody think somebody's constitutional rights are being violated with what you're seeing on TV right now? Somebody thinks somebody's been intimidated, fearful, their freedom. Anybody think anybody out there? But because it's not an abortion clinic, somebody's rights being violated there, you think? How many of them went to jail? Pull number four back up. Because yesterday, President Trump said what? They should never have been prosecuted. Many of them are elderly people. They should have not been prosecuted. This is a great honor to sign this. Has the church been screaming for these guys? Have the churches been protesting to get these people unjustly prosecuted? By the way, has the church been protesting against the J6ers who are locked up illegally? I bet your pastor hadn't even spoke about it. Thomas More Society, the law firm representing these activists, asked Trump to pardon 21 of them. Joan Bell, Coleman Boyd, Joel Curry, Jonathan Darnell, Eva Edel, Chester Gallagher, William Goodman, Dennis Green, Lauren Handy, Pauletta Harlow, John Henshaw, Heather Idoni, Gene Marshall, Father Fidelis Moshinsky, Justin Phillips, Paul Place, Paul Vaughn, Bevelin Beatty Williams, Cal Zastro, Eva Zastro, and James Zastro. Many of those I know. Many of those I have protested. I hate to use that word. I've proclaimed the gospel with. See, folks, politics is how the devil fights the war. And when we withdraw from politics, we give him the whole playing field, unopposed. What did Donald Trump say? I should never have been there in the first place. Never have been there in the first place. And then I'm gonna let you in here. It's Friday. Flea flicker it's supposed to be. Go to number 7. Just go to the 2-minute mark. You're there. Go ahead and play this.
The DNC. Trump was asked about the sermon earlier today and not a fan.
Did you like it? Did you find it exciting? Not too exciting, was it? I didn't think it was a good service, no.
This is the new face of the resistance. Woke bishops and insufferable blue hairs.
So it is once again.
Folks, the infiltration of the enemy into the church. Go ahead. Keep going.
Comedy hour on The View. Some people say, well, I called it the vomit, and I think somebody else called it the virus. So you guys let me know in the comments what we should rename this. And if anyone knows how to do logos, I want to make a logo like The View's logo and put that instead, because we all know it's not a view. Okay, it's a bunch of verbal diarrhea that these women cackle about day in and day out with their Trump derangement syndrome. But look who we have on the screen.
A new hero.
Blasphemous abomination of a pastor, you know, the wolf in sheep's clothing, the false prophet herself. I don't even remember this woman's name. It's not even important. But here she is, the one that decided to rail against Trump at the National Cathedral. She is now on the
View. The church and the state. Keep going.
Spewing her nonsense. Of course they were going to have her on there. But before we get into it, let's hear what our good friend Scott Jennings had to say about that whole, you know, sermon on the mount that she gave in church.
Doctrinal differences here playing out in church. What do you think, Scott?
These Wokescapalians or Episcopokians or whatever they're calling themselves today, this is ridiculous. This was terrible. Donald Trump, I'm sure, regrets participating in this event today, to be lectured to and politicized in a church this way. And I thought it was, frankly, a disgrace to what they did at this event. I don't know if this event will happen ever again because of this. This particular bishop took it upon herself to turn this into a complete and total circus and spectacle. And I don't know any Republican today who's like, oh, wow.
Well, it was a very really long service, right?
Doctrinal differences here.
Okay. Folks, you get it, right? You get it. So we're going to have to ask ourselves, are we going to criticize, are we going to continue to fight over whether or not Trump is Christian enough, or are we going to engage? It's clearly evident to me that he wants us to engage. He wants us to engage. He's doing what pastors won't do. When's the last time you heard your pastor stand in the pulpit and say they should never have been prosecuted? Did your pastor say that? Your elected official, Billy Bob from St. Louis, is he Billy Bob, conservative Billy Bob, is he saying it? Let these people flounder in jail, have their lives destroyed by the long arm of the Lord. And then this pagan comes in. This guy, this pagan comes in. 24 hours, he sets him free. Should never have been prosecuted. Now, I'm going to open it up here on that. If you cannot see that God has provided us an open door, if you cannot see that President Trump is the bulldozer who bulldozed down the wall of the Supreme Court, the wall of the Congress, if you can't see it, it's our greatest opportunity to advance the kingdom of God in our day, right where we live, right now today. So we have to engage. I got more. Somebody come on in. Eva Edel in jail for praying. Coach, folks, Congress shall make no law regarding the establishment of a religion nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof, nor abridging the freedom of the speech, the right of the people to peaceably assemble to petition the government for redress of grievances. And they throw them in jail? And then the J6ers show up and they come to petition the government for redress of grievances and they throw them in jail? And then Joel Osteen and his crew, many of your pastors going, their best life now. Thank God for Donald Trump. Come on in, Dave.
Good morning, everyone. Spencer, if you could, congratulations, brother.
Yes, sir. Spencer had a baby. Girl,
I think he had.
Third
Spencer,
girl.
If you could bring up 1 Peter 3:16. This is what's going on here, Coach. Having a good conscience that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers,
amen,
they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. What's going on here, Coach, is the pastors have to make him evil because they can't explain why they're cowardice. They have not been able to speak openly what this guy who they I've seen people even this morning saying, I think he's the Antichrist. Whatever. And I understand, don't be deceived. I understand we still have to have the Holy Spirit guiding and direct us here. But I'm telling you, pastors have to make this guy the bad guy because they can't explain their cowardice. And that's what's going on.
That is so good. He has done more good in 3 days. I'm telling you the truth here. Than any president in my lifetime. More good in 3 days. He has taken on more difficult positions from a spiritual standpoint than any president in my lifetime. Anybody want to argue that? Yeah. You know why? Maybe he ain't bought into that feel-good Christianity. Jesus loves everybody Christianity. Bible says this, Dave, somebody help me out there, shall know them by their fruit. Anybody want to compare his fruit? How about this? Want to compare his fruit this time from his fruit last time? Has he maybe learned something along the way? You shall know them by their fruits. Is he gathering thorns and thistles? Randy, come on in. Hey, look, I'm not worshiping Donald Trump. I'm just trying to show you God has given us a battering ram. And we sit around and complain because the battering ram has got some skid marks on it. It's got some dents on it. We don't like that. We would rather Joel Osteen be doing this. But he's stealing from you. Joel Osteen's stealing from you more than Donald Trump is. Go ahead, Randy.
Well, Coach, has God just set the stage publicly to reveal who the real church is and who's the fakers, who's the hypocrites? Isn't that what we're seeing, Coach? We're seeing who the real church is and who the it's very obvious now. You know, it's before this we can talk about the dead church, but now it's on the front page.
They put the microphone in front of the President Trump. So what do you think about that church service? And if he wanted to, he probably wanted to say that lady's so full of. That's what he wanted to say, wasn't it?
No one can miss this, Coach. I mean, it's going to be so obvious. So look, our day, our window is right here. Our door's open.
It is,
right if the now. Church, if and I'm not, we are the church. I get this, but right now we will shine, Coach, because the world hasn't seen the real church. They've seen a bunch of religious social gatherings. They have not seen the church. Those people that went to jail. And was the living sacrifice. They were the witness. Now, you know, God, he covered them, Coach, but And you can't take that glory away. They brought glory to God, Coach. We can't take that away. If no one goes to jail, no one knows any of this.
That's right.
So I'm glad I'm not in jail, but Coach, we could have been. You could be there.
We could have been.
Dale could be there. Dave could be there. And just the fact that we're not, we need to work even harder because we're free. But what a privilege to serve God in this time.
Temporarily.
Boom, Randy.
Temporarily. Hey, folks. Heaven forbid, what are you going to do if they take Trump out? Mm-hmm. Come on in, Dale.
Well, we shared that yesterday real quickly, Coach, is about what if, you know, we bark and moan about 2020, but imagine had Trump won. Who might be in the White House right now? Yeah. Mike Pence.
He's a Christian. That would be good.
You get my point, right? Yeah. And so, Coach, last night I received a phone call to ask to be given a 5-minute invocation before a basketball game where there's going to be pastors. Do you see how this is going to roll? And tell people about my church. That's what they want to know. We want you to tell the people about your church. I said, I don't know if you want to hear this, but I did. You know, they talk about David Wilkerson in the pulpit up there in New York. And Coach, let me tell you what, I've been there and it's an honor. But do you know that there's a little church in Boutte, Louisiana that has had Coach's hands on it, that has had Cal Zastro's hands on it, that's had Flip Benham's hands on it, that's had Chet Gallagher's hands on it. And you know what, Coach? I got you lined up. I spoke with Chet Gallagher yesterday. He's coming down. I spoke with Coleman Boyd. Coleman, right? Coleman was with us when we staked the federal building. He's coming down for the Super Bowl. He'll be at my church also. Coach, I am so honored to be amongst men like this and tonight to be able to speak in front of these pastors, in front of these people, to tell them, and if not anything, you need to get at your pastor, to get out from behind that pulpit and get active. I'm telling you, it's the timing of the Lord.
Thank God for Donald Trump, because he did what the pastors would not do, brother. And there ain't no doubt about it. He did what they wouldn't do. Bless you, Dale. Bless you, God, man. Lord. Johnny, come on in.
Good morning. Not only that, hats off to Trump for calling that out. Did you see the Zoom call that he placed with the World Economic Forum yesterday?
I got it right here.
He literally shredded everything you could think of, and he just sat them right in their seat.
He sat them right
total
down.
Control of it.
Huh?
Amen. Amen.
Okay.
I mean,
he's cutting
the head off the snake.
He is cutting the head off the snake. Huh? Yeah, but you know what? I'm not even going to go there. Hey, Spencer, I'm sending this to you right now. Johnny, I'm glad you brought that up, because it is the New World Order. Oh, there it is. You got it there. Trump, the New World Order is finished. Hey, real quickly, put it at about 1 point, because you can listen fast. Put it at about 1.75 speed. It's 14 minutes long. This is Trump speaking to the New World Order. This is, folks, golly, go.
Very much, Klaus, and hello to everyone in beautiful Davos. This has been a truly historic week in the United States. 3 days ago, I took the oath of office, and we began the golden age of America. The recent presidential election was won by millions of votes, and all seven swing states. There was a massive mandate from the American people like hasn't been seen in many years, and some of the political pundits, even some of my so-called enemies, said it was the most consequential election victory in 129 years. That's quite nice. What the world has witnessed in the past 72 hours is nothing less than a revolution of common sense. Our country will soon be stronger, wealthier, and more united than ever before, and the entire planet will be more peaceful and prosperous as a result of this incredible momentum and what we're doing and going to do. My administration is acting with unprecedented speed to fix the disasters we've inherited from a totally inept group of people and to solve every single crisis facing our country. This begins with confronting the economic chaos caused by the failed policies of the last administration. Over the past 4 years...
Folks, he's speaking to the world leaders in Davos. Do you understand this? He's not standing out in wasteland West Virginia. He's speaking. He's being piped into the leaders in Davos. Go.
Our government racked up $8 trillion in wasteful deficit spending and inflicted nation-wrecking energy restrictions, crippling regulations, and hidden taxes like never before. The result is the worst inflation crisis in modern history and sky-high interest rates for our citizens and even throughout the world. Food prices and the price of almost every other thing known to mankind went through the roof. President Biden totally lost control of what was going on in our country, but in particular with our high inflation economy and at our border. Because of these ruinous policies, total government spending this year is $1.5 trillion higher than was projected to occur when I left office just 4 years ago. Likewise, the cost of servicing the debt is more than 230% higher than was projected in 2020. The inflation rate we are inheriting remains 50% higher than the historic target. It was the highest inflation probably in the history of our country. That's why from the moment I took office, I've taken rapid action to reverse each and every one of these radical left policies that created this calamity, in particular with immigration, crime, and inflation. On day one, I signed an executive order directing every member of my cabinet to marshal all powers at their disposal to defeat inflation and reduce the cost of daily life. I imposed a federal hiring freeze, a federal regulation freeze, a foreign aid freeze, and I created the new Department of Government Efficiency. I terminated the ridiculous and incredibly wasteful Green New Deal. I call it the Green New Scam. Withdrew from the one-sided Paris Climate Accord and ended the insane and costly electric vehicle mandate. We're going to let people buy the car they want to buy. I declared a national energy emergency, and that's so important, national energy emergency to unlock the liquid gold under our feet and pave the way for rapid approvals of new energy infrastructure. The United States has the largest amount of oil and gas of any country on Earth, and we're going to use it. Not only will this reduce the cost of virtually all goods and services, it'll make the United States a manufacturing superpower and the world capital of artificial intelligence and crypto. My administration has also begun the largest deregulation campaign in history, far exceeding even the record-setting efforts of my last term. In total, the Biden administration imposed $50,000 in additional regulatory costs on the average American household over the last 4 years. I have promised to eliminate 10 old regulations for every new regulation, which will soon put many thousands of dollars back in the pockets of American families. To further unleash our economy, our majorities in the House and Senate, which we also took along with the presidency, are going to pass the largest tax cut in American history, including massive tax cuts for workers and family and big tax cuts for domestic producers and manufacturers. And we're working with the Democrats on getting an extension of the original Trump tax cuts, as you probably know, by just reading any paper. My message to every business in the world is very simple. Come make your product in America, and we will give you among the lowest taxes of any nation on earth. We're bringing them down very substantially, even from the original Trump tax cuts. But if you don't make your product in America, which is your prerogative, then very simply, you will have to pay a tariff, differing amounts, but a tariff which will direct hundreds of billions of dollars and even trillions of dollars into our treasury to strengthen our economy and pay down debt. Under the Trump administration, there will be no better place on earth to create jobs, build factories, or grow a company than right here in the good old USA.
You get it? Is somebody help me out here. This is kind of crude. Is he taking a leak in their face? Is Donald Trump taking a leak in their face? Would you guys rather have Mike Pence? You rather have Mike Pence doing it for you? Oh, I know. How about Trey Gowdy? How about that blowhard Trey Gowdy? Like him to be in there for you? Come on, Craig.
Hey, Spencer, pull up the Liberty Action Network. And Coach, you don't have to read each action, but go through all the older entries.
We've been all over it, ain't we, baby?
just read the title and the date, because it goes back to 2022.
Start down at the bottom, Spence. Go all the way down bottom. We'll go up. Okay, start right there. Up.
It's better stand to go from speak. The top back, to be honest with you. But
go top backwards? Okay. Go
top well, back. Yeah, I mean, go from the front to get right there and just page down.
By the way, thanks, Mel, for doing all this. Action for our county courts, United Prayer Against the DNC Agenda and Leaders, Prayer Against the WHO Pandemic Treaty, Natural Family Month, Passover Prayer of Remembrance and Protection, Order Signs for Natural Family Month, 3-Day Fast, Declare and Decree, 12-Day Intercession for Pastor Bill Dunphy and all J6 and Tennessee 10. Wow. Letter 231 Military Personnel and Veterans and Joint Chiefs Declaration of Military Accountability. Next entries at the bottom. See if there's more. Prayers against Biden White House and the New World Order. Prayer against the Climate Change Conference. Just Say No to Macy's Day Parade. All Ohio, all authorities given to help us save the children. Take the field, spiritual weapons and tactics. Stand with Isaac Yoder. Be a lawful witness. View to host after party for Pride event, Natural Family Month, taking the field against Satan Con. Wow, Spence, my goodness, Lord. Wow. Virtual staking for truth to prevail, healings of the water, calling to the people for prayer and repentance. Mel, awesome, Mel! Taking the field against the demonic ritualistic Super Bowl halftime show, cash only Fridays, staking the land, a day of rest, two-letter action, Brunson versus Amma. Oh, that Brunson case. Wait till that thing hits. Still going to hit. 1-2 punch, double action. Christians fight back. So Pastor Defense Fund. Pastors under attack. Craig, did we do all this? Action. God is not mocked. COP27 world leaders meet at Mount Sinai Institute, 10 Commandments for Climate Change, and a calling to the people, prayer, fasting, repentance, and humiliation during September 2022. Are there more? Like, there can't be more. There can't be more.
That's it.
My goodness. This little band of people? This little band of people? Oh, so Coach, you're taking credit for it? Yeah. Well, we prayed and he did it. I'm taking credit for us praying about it. Judd, come on in.
Coach, you're definitely right to take credit for it, because it's these groups of people who stood in the gap and prayed, and your words went out.
Amen.
And they went out.
And it doesn't return void, does it? But it does perform that which he sent it to do.
Right. Exactly. And so it's kind of funny, and it's great to see what's happening. But the Republican convention, what happened recently, had a speaker that got up, and everybody was scratching their head. Why is Mike Pompeo on stage now promoting Donald Trump after he already threw him under the bus? Well, the rest of the story is what they used to say. And the rest of the story yesterday is Mike Pompeo, Trump revoked all of his security clearances and revoked his security team through the Secret Service.
By the way, he's a Christian too, isn't he, Pompeo?
Gee, I wonder why.
Oh, my goodness. Did you guys know that? He doesn't have a security clearance anymore. Yeah, Roger, come on in.
Yeah, Coach, did you notice that when he was in Davos, he even called out Bank of America?
Yes, he did.
Because Bank of America was not only coming after conservative accounts, but he was passing it on to the FBI so they could.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, folks, are you sitting down? Are you sitting down? Wait till the JFK files come out and you find who really was involved with all that, folks. That is just the beginning. The RFK, who killed RFK, who killed Martin Luther King. Oh, yes, sir. Oh. And I remember Trump said he was going to do that in his first term. And then they asked him later, why didn't you do it? And he said, if you saw what I saw, you wouldn't release it either. But now, yesterday, he declassified it.
Actually, Pompeo's the one who told him not to do it.
Pompeo's the one who told him not to do it. Now, friends, think about this a minute. Can you think of any crime? The murder of John F. Kennedy is a crime. Can you think of any crime of this magnitude that was kept secret? That everything was covered up? Why? For how many years? I'm 72. For 60 years? 60 years? Folks, we are going to hear names that are going to burn your toes off. And you can't believe it. So then, are we going to find out then about the connection that led into what happened in Vietnam, that led into, did we really go to the moon? Hate to go there. Did we really go to the moon? Waco, what really happened at Waco? Open it up, man. Open it up. Why do they protect these wicked people? Oh, what a time to be alive. But we better get ready to duck, because the other side ain't going to take it lying down. Eileen, come on in. God, this is good, isn't it? I feel like I'm getting a shower this morning.
Good morning, Coach. Talking about the January 6th pardons, there was an article that said, if you remember when you did the call to action, because we had heard from Vance that he was wavering and the president was maybe not going to release the violent January 6ers, but the article talked about the pardons episode provided a lesson for Vance and others in Trump's orbit. He didn't change his mind. the Trump advisor said. He just made up his mind. And Vance got a little over his skis when he said that Trump wasn't going to release the violent. And the bottom line, never get ahead of the boss. They were talking about Trump, but I think we're also talking about our God.
Amen.
Never get ahead of the boss.
Never get ahead of the boss. You know what? You know what Donald Trump's doing? He's doing what most Christian men don't have the courage to do. Just telling you the truth. Joe Allen, come on in.
Didn't Trump warn us? He said, we're going to get tired of winning. We got 20,000 people or military staff being pulled from Europe. One battle fleet pulled from Europe. They can be defenseless on their own. Or is the tariffs going to start happening?
Oh, boy. Here we go.
That's
huh?
it.
Here we go. Wow. Deal. Go ahead.
Yeah, real quick, Coach. You know, just go back about a year or two. Remember that, or 4 years ago, when the funeral for George Walker Bush Sr. happened, and that letter was passed to all of those people, and the faces, especially on the Bushes. What was on that letter? Do you think that might be tied to that he was part of the CIA directive during the time of Kennedy, Coach? Let me tell you what, Trump has to, just like he said, when they said, you shouldn't sign all these executive orders, he said, the hell I'm not, because I'm telling you, Coach, his life is in danger right now, and I think he realizes that, and he is not taking his foot off the pedal. He is like Thelma and Louise. Let's go over the cliff with this baby.
Amen. I got to show you something there. Amen, Dale. I'm with you. Spencer, what I'm sending you now, I want you to pull up. James Thomas, go.
Yes, this is what victory looks like from the transition from the supernatural to the natural. This is what victory looks like. Amen. It's going to get better. You know, oh, God, I feel sorry for poor, pitiful Christians. You know?
Hey, James, we need to pray for the protection of Donald Trump, baby. Huh? We need to pray for his protection.
Yep.
Absolutely. Man, I do believe that Father has sent the dispatch on the guardian angels. I mean, they are, but we need to uphold, you know, we need to lift him up and make sure that Father always does what we ask when we ask according to his will.
If we believe it.
I think the United States is playing a role into the prophetically end times where we're racing towards it. It's being created as we speak, but for a season, we are in that season where God is going to elevate us. I know I listened to you on the Pastor Puts Paul's show the last 2 days because he repeated. And the last statement you made is God is fixing to pour out his spirit on this country one more time.
Amen.
I think there was countless millions of people who are in the valley of decisions. He's pulled people like you and me and Randy and Dale. He's pulled us out of the stale, stagnant church, and he says, go and do it.
Amen. 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 Thanks, James. Hey, I got to show you this. I'm about out of time here. This just posted, it says 7 hours ago. Bevelyn Williams, one of those murderous protesters at the abortion clinic, has been in jail with her 3-year-old child at home with her husband. Last night, watch this, she was reunited.
Look at mama.
My Google.
Look at us.
My Google.
I got your jacket.
Yeah.
Woo! Oh, she's a terrorist.
Go, 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 go,
coming home from war.
You still smell good.
In a war.
You still smell good. It don't matter. If you're in the pit of hell, somebody's going to smell good.
No.
Girl.
You know they're going
to stink. Oh, she's wearing a MAGA hat. For months.
I can't hold on my baby. Oh my god. Gugu. You miss your mommy? You miss your mommy? I miss you. I miss you so much. I miss you, Goo. Give me a kiss. Y'all, Beth. Oh my god, I'm home. I'm free. I'm free, y'all. I'm free. I'm really free.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm free.
The Lord is good. The Lord is good. Right, boo boo?
Oh, Jesus. Let me get in the car. Let's go.
Yeah, it's so cold out here.
Let's go.
We out.
Joel Sharpton, that one.
Hey, folks, God's going to judge the cowardly, indifferent church that allowed godly men and women to be stripped from their children as they sat silently and continued having church as normal. There's judgment coming for the American church.
Sing Amen. A little louder. Sing a little louder. That's
sing
what they
a little
say.
Louder,
sing,
baby.
Sing a little louder, brother.
And can I tell you what? We deserve it, don't we? You won't do it.
Yep.
Hey, could Joel Osteen have brought pressure to get these people out of jail? Could he have done that?
Yep.
There's millions and millions and millions. Could he have done that? I'm sure he could have.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. Could Rick Warren? I mean, I don't even know who the bigwigs are anymore. Could the bigwigs have done it? Can I tell you something? I hate to tell you this. We did it, didn't we? Huh? Did we send emails to President Trump saying we're in your corner? Please let the J6ers go and the pro-lifers go. Hey, coincidence, huh? Just a coincidence, Craig. Just a coincidence. We flooded him with emails. Gave him maybe a little bit of courage. He did the right thing. Did the right thing.
The wall of fame won't be of Hebrews. That's continuing will not be with well-known rich people. It will be from the people who are little and doing the Amen. Things in the background.
Amen. They're going to have to build a new wing to that wall of fame. Come on in, Craig, quickly.
I'll put in the chat. Okay, so the final piece that was put on the National Cathedral was by George Bush on September 29, 1990. The cornerstone, which is supposed to be Jesus Christ, was Teddy Roosevelt, and that was a Masonic cornerstone, and that's documented. Okay, yep. So that you're talking about that letter, Dale, that's talking about that letter was passed in the National Cathedral at the funeral of George Bush, and so the Lord is going to use that cathedral with a cornerstone of the Masons to have the rock that Randy talks about. The rock
hey,
of
folks,
Christ.
I'm sorry, Craig.
Christ is our cornerstone.
Folks, George Bush Sr. was head of the CIA when John F. Kennedy got killed.
Yep.
He was in Dallas. I wonder if they want that uncovered.
Well, and here's the other thing, a missing component. On September 11th, 1990, is when George Bush went to Congress and brought up the New World Order in his speech.
Amen. Came as an angel of light, right? Not everyone who says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom. Not everyone.
And then a little bit after, 2 weeks later, he went and put the top on the National Cathedral after that New World Order speech. So maybe that New World Order is not quite as sturdy as they think.
Let's pray that thing down. Have a great weekend. We got something to rejoice, huh? Something to rejoice. God bless you. We'll see you on Monday.